10 minutes now. But it's just a... Well, it's an enigma, Commander. We find the ruins of a great civilization. Huge buildings, swelling streets. Cities must have had 4 or 5 million people. What happened to them?
We can only surmise, today. Perhaps it was a violent quake, a gigantic tidal wave, or some other huge force that all but wiped them out.
And this spear, could it have been hurled by a descendant of that great race that built all that?
Yes, quite right.
But look at this spear. The man who threw it is little more than a savage.
Perhaps the wheel of evolution has slowly turned to its starting point. It's difficult to say.
The alarm. Come on, brother, put the word out.
All crew members, attention. Report to station.
Put down radar screen.
Put down radar screen.
Too bad night has fallen. We individuals nothing but trouble retrieved.
Yes.
What's that?
Sounds very much like spear bouncing off the hull.
Yes, we're being attacked.
Well, this spear can certainly do us no harm.
Commander, look at the radar screen.
It's a huge figure. It's hard to make out. He's carrying a burning torch.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That figure carrying that torch attempts to approach fire on him with a ray beam.
Yes, sir. Look, he's running towards it.
Yes, he's about to set the ship on fire.
Look how huge he is. He's simply gigantic.
Yes, sir. Right.
Oh, fire.
Yes, sir. He's down. Only a few yards from the ship.
Yes.
He doesn't seem to be dead. I can see him moving.
A ray beam would have killed any of us. It only seems to have wounded him.
Stop. Yes, sir. Order a party of 6 men to go out and bring that monster in here.
Yes, sir, at once. They're bringing him in now, Commander.
Yes. Bring him over here, man. He's much too big for the bed. All right, lie him down on the floor. Good. That's it.
He's dying. There's nothing we can do for him. Trying to say something. The only injury is language.
Hoping we could establish friendly relations with the people previous.
Look at the size. Gigantic.
Even larger than I thought.
Yes.
Let's measure at least here. Let me see.
Professor, the leather-bound book you found in the room. I've succeeded in deciphering the language. I've already translated the first 2 pages.
Be patient a moment, Leto. I want to finish my examination of this planet. Simply amazing.
This book you found is apparently the key to their civilization. As soon as I've translated the rest of it, I'm sure we'll have a...
This man of Cepheus, I should say he weighs at least 200 pounds. And as for his height, he's at least 6 feet one.
6 feet one? Why, that would make him almost twice as tall as we are.
Yes, but that isn't all. He only has 5 fingers.
5 fingers? Are you sure?
Positive.
Please, sir, I wish you'd let me read you the translation of the book you found in the ruins.
Oh, yes. Yes, Pedro. By all means. Go ahead.
Well, I translated only the first 2 pages. It begins this way. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was a desolate waste with darkness covering the abyss. And a tempestuous wind raging over the surface of the water. It's evident, sir, this planet we know as G was called Earth by the race that wrote this book.
Earth. I wonder what happened to the people of Earth that brought their civilization to an end.
Thank you. planet TV, better known to us as Earth. What's that, madam? You don't like the sort of civilization being destroyed? Well, fortunately, it doesn't have to happen. Not if we don't want it to. Oh, by the way, all names of characters in this story were fictitious, and any resemblance to the names of actual persons is strictly out of this world. And, oh, you have to get off here, I'm sorry. But I'm sure we'll meet again. I take this same train every week at this same time.
Just heard The Mysterious Traveler with Maurice Tarquin in the title role. Others in our cast were Ralph Bell, Larry Haynes, and Lawson Zerbe. All characters in this story were fictitious. Any resemblance to the names of actual persons living or dead was purely coincidental. Original music composed and played by Al Finelli. Bill Tarquin, Peter.